FM.
If you listen to one thing on this whole show this week, I'd like you to listen to what I'm about to say because it's very, very important. When we were kids, Mum and Dad used to take us out to the dump, you know, when you go with the trailer and you... No, stay with me, folks.
What a childhood.
We really were spoiled as a kid.
We used to have so much fun. We'd go out there and we'd fossick and we'd throw rocks at things and stuff. And we used to love going to the dump at Barmer in the Riverland. It was a bigger dump than the one in Kalina. Anyway, we often came back with more stuff than we'd drop off. Dad would find something, we'd all drag it back into the trailer and take it home. Yeah. A lot of fun. But the thing is, we all have a green bin, right? Every person listening right now has a green bin in their household. Well, how about this? The other day, I got to visit the place where your green bin gets dumped.
Oh, I never knew where it ended up.
And it was one of the most interesting days of my life. However, South Australia, we have a massive problem.
Cool.
People that put the wrong thing into the bins causes a massive, massive issue. Now, I'm going to put my hand up, first up, and say, in the past, I try to do the right thing, but in the past, I have put something that shouldn't have gone in the green bin. Just purely because all the other bins are full and I'm going, oh, she'll be right. I have done that before. Not often, like hardly ever, but I have
done it. Okay, well, thanks for your honesty.
I'm standing out at this place out near Murray Bridge. There's 7 sites around South Australia. I visited the peat soil one, which is out near Murray Bridge. Now, let me say this. After spending the day with them, if you put something that's plastic or glass into your green bin, and please listen closely, somebody there has to take it out. Like, it is that serious. And if we are serious about recycling, we have to get this right because it is causing those guys out at the depots ginormous problems.
Don't you put bottles in your recycling?
Not in the green bin.
No, the green bin. This is like food scraps, lawn clippings.
Good.
Yeah.
We have a little basket
in our kitchen that we put
the scraps
in.
Yeah. So, how's this? This is interesting. The rule for your green bin is if it was once alive, it can go in the green bin, meaning a tree or animal products, prawn shells, all this stuff. That can all go in the green bin. If it wasn't, it can't. The big bad ones are plastics and also glass. Now, when I was standing out there and I could see where all of your bins were getting dumped, big truck comes out and pushes all the green waste out into big long rows. You see thousands of bits of plastic in there. Now, some things that annoy me, where I was standing at one point, there was a coffee machine that came out of the back of one of the trucks.
An old
bunged up coffee machine.
Yeah, that's lazy.
So someone has just thought, bugger it, I'll just chuck it in the green bin.
Yeah.
And it causes huge problems. The other one, there was thousands of recycled cans. Not only are they worth 10 cents, but you're causing a problem there.
All of a sudden you're fishing those out.
I made $3.10 on the day. I just want to say it again.
Okay.
And you know, I looked at that and I thought, this is something that we in the media can actually have an impact on. Like we have the reach and the ability to reach enough South Australians to say, do not put the wrong things in the wrong bin because it's actually really important. Because when they take the right things, it gets dumped, like this place at Murray Bridge. Within 12 weeks, they can turn into amazing fertilizer, which is then used on farms and gardens all around South Australia. You can actually buy this peat soil stuff at Mitre 10 and Foodland, stuff like that. But if we do the right thing, we can actually get this recycling thing done. But next time you lift up your green bin and you think, she'll be right, it's just a bit of plastic, please remember, these poor bastards at the other end have got to pull it out just because you're too lazy.
Okay. A good message, Cos. Quick question for you, though. So you've been to this dump. I know you've been out to Wingfield as well. This is a question comedian Mickey D used to ask on stage.
Yeah.
But in the office, right, at the Wingfield dump, say, or the dump where you were, do they have a bin in the office or do they just chuck it all out the door?
It's funny you should mention that because while Russell was filming the piles of rubbish, I just opened my door and went, okay, that's cardboard. That can go in there. So I threw straight out of my car, straight out of the pile.
Oh, good sense. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.